Welcome to our podcast, History is a Riot. So I am here with Liz. So Liz, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Hello, my name's Liz McCreary. I just finished my first year at Dickinson College. I'm hoping to study history and earth science. And I actually just took a class on the American Revolution my second semester there at Dickinson. Really enjoyed that. So over the summer, it's kind of the first year I haven't played a travel softball or anything, so I was kind of looking for something to do. Can't sit around the house, and I figured I'd try an internship. The Historical Society was one of the first places I looked, me being into history the way I am. Just pretty open to anything going on here, just learning anything I can get from it. So
what are you doing here at the Historical Society? What's your internship about?
Currently, I am working on developing a tour for the 250th anniversary of the Whiskey Rebellion.
225th. Yes.
Anniversary of the Whiskey Rebellion.
We're not at the big zero
yet. Yeah,
not
at the 50th. Yes, no. Another 25 years for that. I am currently developing that tour. I've been doing research for about past 3 weeks now, maybe. And that's about wrapping up. I'm wrapping up typing up my tour and then hopefully being able to give it here in around about a month. So
if people wanted to join the tour, what would they expect to hear about?
They would expect to hear, you know, your main sites where Washington had come through the town, of course, but maybe a little bit more on the people that were here other than even just Washington, and some of the events that maybe they didn't know about, like some stuff that happened at the courthouse. Maybe there was two incidences that people didn't know about. Or even a little bit of the backstory, like I said, on the people of the town here. And, I think people have the tendency maybe to think that the rebellion, when it came into town was very, very, like there were lots of riots or things. And there was that before maybe Washington came in, but when Washington came in, there's kind of this sense of awe, and it all kind of, it's not as chaotic as maybe what people think it is when he arrives. Beforehand, yes, but when he arrives, it's this awestruck.
It's kind of a change
moment.
In attitude.
Yeah, there's a big change in attitude. So, which I think Washington tended to have that effect wherever he went. But he's an interesting figure for sure.
So, to get the research for the tour, what have you been doing?
I started out looking at the Gardner Library. Of course, people had written up some stuff on there. From there, I went and used their sources. There's some primary sources like letters. Alexander Hamilton. Probably wrote 3 or 4 letters, one to, a man named Ephraim Blaine, which is actually the man who provided the house where Washington stayed. He had written to, Henry Lee of Virginia, which is a very, popular, he's pretty famous at the time, saying about troops coming in. He mentions multiple times about wanting to suppress this rebellion and get it dealt with to make sure that the federal government makes a stand and makes a claim. There is Washington's diary. He actually mentions Carlisle a couple times in his diary there for the week that he was here. Not very in detail, but the officers are really the ones who write a lot about him. So there's a lot of diaries maybe from a few officers that were around him and attended a lot of these dinners that he was at and had a lot to say about Washington himself. From there, there's just some secondary books about that maybe have some quotes that maybe weren't quite as easy to find from some officers or from other people that were around, or even just maybe civilians and townspeople. But other than that, it's been pretty much primary letters, diaries, things like that, and then some secondary sources with some books written about the rebellion itself.
And the one Hamilton letter is held here, isn't it?
Yes, it is held here at the Cumberland County Historical Society. That would be the letter to Henry Lee in Virginia, with Hamilton really making the statement, we should have enough, but I'm not going to take any risks. I want to get as many troops here as I can. I want to put down this rebellion as quick as I can and make a statement that the federal government is strong and it's here to stay. You're not going to, like, it's not going to be overrun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make a statement, so.
Yeah, that letter certainly shows that, you know, he wants to make sure that people know that the rebellion is not okay, and he's going to take thousands of troops out to show it. It's a fantastic letter. So I have to ask before we wrap up, is there anything that you found really interesting or a little tidbit from your tour that you'd like to share that you think people had never heard of before if they know a lot about the Whiskey Rebellion?
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to, there was two incidences, right around Carlisle, or maybe the one specifically dealing with the raising of a Liberty pole in the town, because they actually erected two Liberty poles here in the square before Washington came. But there was one incident where there was a man that was arrested for, they had arrested a group of men who they thought were involved with the raising or political, they were going against the government, and this one had probably dealt with the raising of the Liberty pole. This man had claimed his innocence, but they had arrested him, and they were still held him captive, and he was very, very ill at the same time, and when they had told him to stand up, he couldn't, but they threatened him with a pistol and cocked the gun, and so he was finally starting to get up, and as the officer was trying to disarm his own gun, he actually ended up shooting the man in the groin, and the man ended up dying, it was actually a young boy, mm-hmm. And he ended up dying. And there was only two incidences after the militia was involved in the Whiskey Rebellion, and those two incidents occurred right here around Carlisle specifically. So that to me is a little interesting, but there only ended up being, even for this big rebellion that caused multiple riots, there ended up only being, after the militia was involved, two deaths.
Just a handful of deaths. Yeah. That's amazing. And so much of it happening around Carlisle and as they start to march westward. So thank you so much, Liz. I appreciate you telling us a little bit about your tour. And if anybody would like to join Liz on her tour, you can sign up at historicalsociety.com. Thank you.